what is baked in a deep dish and is made of apples with crust on top?
Apple pie.
Something that has, somebody has a good appetite and you say, he sure likes to put away his...
Put away,
He likes to eat a lot. Good appetite. Can yeah. really eat. You say, he sure likes to
put it away. Put away stuff.
Okay. What would you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over a pie?
Well, we kind of call it something like it's a cream to make the pie taste better.
Now, food taken between regular meals you might call what?
Snacks.
And you would say, I will blank breakfast at 8 or 7 o'clock. I will do what?
Eat a snack.
All right. Yesterday at that time, I had already...
Ate a snack.
Last week, I...
Ate a snack.
Every day. Mm-hmm. Now, what do people drink for breakfast? What do you drink for breakfast?
Well, usually coffee is one of the breakfast drinks.
How do you make your tea. How do you make your coffee?
Well, I just, we have a maker here, put 2 spoons of coffee in the top. You have your water in the pot and boil it, and it drips through there. And it comes through, it's distilled into coffee, I'll say.
What do you drink when you're thirsty?
When you first get up?
When you're thirsty.
Drink water.
And you drink it out of what at the table?
Glasses.
If I asked you how much did you drink, you might say, I
drank 2 or 3 glasses of water.
And when dinner is on the table and the family is standing around waiting for it to begin, what do you say to them?
Well, let's have the blessing and eat.
All right, and you have company for dinner, what do you say?
Well, I'll ask some of them to ask the blessing for it.
Now, somebody comes into the dining room and you ask them, won't you
have some dinner or supper.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say...
Pass.
So he went ahead and blank himself. Say, for instance, if you have potatoes sitting there and nobody's really waiting, you might say, help yourself.
Yeah.
Or something. All right? So he went ahead and...
Helped himself.
If you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't
care for anything. I don't want anything.
And perhaps you have something more than you could eat for Sunday dinner. Monday you eat it and you say that you were having
some of the leftovers from Sunday.
Right. You put your food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
Did you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way?
No, I don't think so.
Things like carrots and peas and beets and so forth you call?
Vegetables.
A small plot near the house where you might grow vegetables is called?
I call that the garden.
What is this southern food that is often served with sausage and eggs and is made of ground corn and boiled and is served with salt and pepper and sometimes butter? It's white looking, and people in the South eat it.
Well, I don't know.
It's a morning breakfast.
Breakfast food. Mm-hmm.
It's white, and it's little bitty gritty type things in it.
Yeah.
And sometimes they Quaker makes them on demand. It comes in boxes. Used to come in.
That's one kind of gotten.
Probably just all right. Oatmeal is. One hot.
Yes,
what's the other one? You can eat oatmeal. What else do you eat?
It's grits.